Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, the Venice Festival. I'm Angela Cherry, and I'm here with Pennek Ratanaruang, the director of Samui Song, the opening film of Giornata degli Autori. Good morning, Pennek. So today would be the big day for you. So the official screening this afternoon. Okay. And just talking about your film. Your film is a noir. If we want to categorize it. Right. And but it's a mixed. It traces a lot of issues. So it's like mixed marriages and cult and feminism. How did you manage to put all of this stuff inside of one single film?
Actually, we want to put more, but we had to cut them out a lot. The film can only go on for, you know. I think when we wrote the script, it's like a thing just come bit by bit. It started with just a day in a supermarket where I saw an actress. I mean, in real life. You know, I was shopping and I saw an actress with her foreign husband. She's a famous actress, you know. And then I just kind of follow them around in the supermarket to see what they'd buy. Things, you know. And then after that, I went swimming, and then while I was swimming, I was thinking of what their life would be at home. You know, he was...
They looked that privileged.
They look good, you know, together, you know. And... You know, when something looked that good, I get suspicious, you know. But maybe they're happy, you know, I don't know. But my mind, you know, I was swimming later, and then I thought, you know, then my imagination just go into, like, overdrive and doing all kinds of things. And over the year and a half that we wrote the script, things just come bit by bit, you know. The religious aspect started to come in because at one time, while I was writing the script, at one time there was this a big issue about this cult, you know, in Thailand, where I just couldn't imagine the amount of money that they make.
Yeah, it looks like a lucrative business, actually.
They make as much as big corporation, you know. But of course, you know, they don't have to pay tax. They don't, you know, it's all donation money, you know. And of course, you know, when any organization, when you make that much money, then investment becomes investment gets involved, profit gets involved, corruption gets involved, loss gets involved, you know. But all this is going on with monks, not with normal people.
Yeah,
not with businessmen, you know, or politicians, you know. It's them like monks. Mm-hmm. So all these little things start to come in, you know, a little bit. And then, of course, you know, there's a cinematic aspect of the film where it's not about political, about class system or whatever, but just purely the joy of making cinema, you know. Of course, you know, there are many... In my life, you know, since I started making cinema, there are a lot of things I wanted to try out, to experiment, to, you know, to express. You know, there were the B grade noir, the American B grade noir, you know, made very quick, very cheap, you know, black and white in the old days, you know. Some of the early Thai cinema, you know, like in the 60s or 70s, where sometimes people change his character because of the actors are not available, you know. There was one very famous film in Thailand called The Red Eagle, but not the remake of a few years ago, but this is the original.
The original one.
The halfway through the shoot, the actor actually died because he fell off the helicopter. And the rest of the film goes on with another guy, and nobody questioned anything. You know, it was the same guy to tell the audience, and he's still the Red Eagle. You know,
this is what you used in your film, because, you know, just for our listeners, the basic story is this woman, this actress, married to a Frenchman, that she's struggling into her marriage. She just wants to go, to leave it, and she takes like the most dangerous path to do and then a serious crime happened.
Right.
So she has to protect herself, and she vanishes basically.
Right.
And actually, for us, for for the viewers, the first time that her new persona appears, mm-hmm. you're kind of starting to say, "What's?" It's like a new movie starting, you know. It's just okay, so it's like a second episode of it,
right?
And then when you realize it, it's really a shock, and I mean a good shock, right. Not a bad one,
right?
And you, the end of the film could be really puzzling,
right.
And kind of. For some women, disturbing, because you know,
right.
all the struggle that this woman has to go through in order to set herself to be free,
yeah.
just fails, yeah. basically.
Yeah.
Why did you choose this kind of ending?
I didn't choose it.
It just came.
I think it chose me. Mm. Like it's very hard when you write a script or when you make a film, you know that. The beginning and the ending is always very hard, you know. And in my case, from my experience of making films, the ending is always very difficult for me. And so at one point in my career, I just decided I would stop writing the ending. I just go with the flow. And then it will show itself, you know. In some cases, in fact, there was one film that was here maybe 14 years ago in Venice. You know, it's called Last Life in the Universe. The ending that actually happened in the film was not even in the script. It came partly because we shot something extra and then in the editing. So it's kind of like I didn't want it. If I can choose, you know, I don't want my film to end in like it's kind of downbeat note, you know. But sometimes you just can't wrestle with it. You know, the film. I think a good film has its own life. I mean, you can it's like your child. You know, you can control your child up to a point when he was young, she was young. You can buy clothes for them, you know, the way you want them to wear. You know, they can wear like all this cartoon thing or whatever, you know. But then up to a certain age, they just kind
it's
of
not
they
up
don't,
to you
they
anymore.
Don't listen to you anymore, you know. But in order to still have a successful child, you know, like not to become a drug addict or whatever in later in life, you still have to look after it, but you don't. Control it, you know. It's like a bit like that, you know.
You choose to put like a very strong and graphic scene at the end. I mean, not at the end, towards the end. I mean, I don't want to give it all away, but there is a very kind of strong action and bloody scene, which is completely shocking because the pace of the movie is much softer than that up to that point.
Mm.
Was a creative choice, or was something that you needed to show how the female character is still under the control and under the influence of the male, whatever, regardless what she does.
I think at that point in the film, you needed some kind of release, explosion, release. You can call it whatever, because the entire film you see. Okay, she's not totally a victim. Sometimes she manipulates the situation too.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course, yeah.
But it doesn't matter. Even when she was a victim or when she was being manipulated or when she was manipulating something, the tone is always still like repressive. You know?
Mm-hmm,
you
don't, yeah.
You know, film goes like that, you know, like, you know.
Yeah,
and I think at one point in the film, you know, of course, you know, usually towards the end you... I felt that, you know, you needed some kind of, you know, explosion or release, you know. And in our case, it turned out to be extreme violence.
Extreme violence.
Yeah.
But then the end of the movie is again, like, let's say it's softer or...
Right.
I mean, it's like everything fell back into place like
right.
it was supposed to.
Right.
And I'm really curious to see... the reaction of the audience about that.
Me too.
You too. So this afternoon will be the day.
Actually, I'm not curious. But I have to face it.
Well, you have to face it, of course.
Yeah.
It's your responsibility at the end. You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, thank you very much, Penek Ratanarang, director of Samui Song, opening film of Giornata degli Autori, Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.